Dictation for George Edgar, EDGAR, July 29, 36. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Edgar with advanced renal failure. Last visit, August. Comes accompanied with daughter as well as a caregiver. Has seen urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. Bladder catheter was exchanged 2-3 weeks ago. Prescribed antibiotics that just started taking a few days ago. They do not remember the name. He went to the emergency room yesterday because of feeling weak, shaky, poor eating, nausea but no vomiting, some abdominal discomfort related to the back area, no decreasing urine output. Catheter apparently was move forward for what emergency room they have placed it back. There has been minor hematuria. He denies having chest pain, stable dyspnea. He's very hard of hearing. No recent falls. Blood pressure running in the low normal. There has been no change on medications. I'm going to highlight phosphorus binders and Bella, bicarbonate replacement. Anticoagulation with Coumadine, on Demadex Norvasc. Next paragraph on physical exam looks ill, hard of hearing, chronic tremors, which family member says that is worse than baseline, bilateral. His speech is normal, no gross respiratory distress, blood pressure 120/450 on the right side. Lungs were clear distant, does have atrial fibrillation rate less than 60, abdomen on the right upper quadrant, the lap band, otherwise no rebound guarding of tenderness, about 1 plus peripheral edema. Next paragraph. Chemistry is in the emergency room, elevated white blood cell count, anemia 12, normal platelet count, creatinine did go up to 4, a baseline being in the lower 3s, a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal albumin, calcium, glucose in the 140s, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 14 stage 5, iron RF3 on Coumadine, normal magnesium, normal lipase. There was a CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast. They reported coronary artery calcifications, cold bladder stones without inflammatory changes, kidneys without obstruction, there is bilateral simple cyst. Enlargement of the prostate, the presence of the folic catheter, the gastric band around the proximal stomach. Severe atherosclerosis. The catheter, folic catheter was inflated in the prostate for what it was repositioning to the right place. There was a question, bladder diverticula versus gas in the bladder representing potential inflammation, emphysematocystitis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has symptoms to suggest of potential UTI sepsis, recent procedure, above findings of the CAT scan, malposition of the catheter that was repositioned. It did receive, I believe, one dose of cephalosporin, and he was taking some oral, probably quinolones. Clinically, however, there has been a change of kidney function, poor oral intake, persistent abdominal discomfort, low blood pressure. Consider hydration and observation in the hospital. He's willing to proceed. In terms of the kidneys, he has mentioned that he is not interested in dialysis multiple times. I called the emergency room, later on discussed with emergency room doctor. There was no criteria for formal inpatient admission, but given these other findings, observation will be appropriate. Only to discuss with the patient and family and end of dictation.